Merrill.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Sleepy.
Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning.
We'll be starting in 1 minute, and we're going to wait a few minutes to see if somebody else comes on before we start the next letter. But what we do in the morning initially is test people on what they remember about the letters from before.
Oh.
So, and as I said already this morning, you don't have to worry about it because no one fails the test. It's just remembering, and it helps to reinforce by constantly going over the same material.
Yes.
So, and as we started yesterday, and I've been remiss in doing it in these classes, we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrechu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. So the first letter we discussed was the Aleph. And the sound of the Aleph. Sound of the Aleph is silence. Except it's not. The sound of the Aleph is the intake of breath. Before you can speak any sound, you must have breath in your lungs. But since we can't really speak a sound out while we're taking air in, we consider the Aleph to be silent. The next letter is the Bet. What's the gematria of the letter Bet? 2, correct. And what is the energy of the letter Bet?
House.
House, correct. And in the biblical terms, what is a house? It's your spouse. Your spouse is a house. The house is not just a structure. It's different aspects. That's why we say this: the spouse is the house. We're trying to get your minds away from these physical concepts. Even though we're using physical concepts and physical words and ideas to express the energy is not physical. It's spiritual.
So, you don't have a, excuse me, I think that's the first time I've spoken today.
Well, good morning, Joe.
You don't have a spouse, or you're homeless?
Why?
First off, somebody who's homeless isn't homeless. The whole world is his home. Of course, it's a little bit difficult in New York City in the winter. And so I don't mean to undermine the concept that someone who's homeless the word will come to me that I'm looking for. It's not an attack, but it's an attack on the society. A society that allows members of its society to be homeless is not godlike. And that's a very foreign concept to capitalism. The letter Mem, what's the energy? Water.
Excuse me for a second.
I'll go for 2 seconds.
I made myself some sort of summary.
So you're now looking at the summary of the letters while I'm looking at it from the PowerPoint presentation. So, as we said, Mem is the letter, is connection to water. But what is water connected to? What's the energy of water? Water is the elixir of life. And it's really important to understand what water is connected to. What is its essence?
Sharing.
Excuse me for 1 second. Sorry for the short delay. So the energy of water, the essence of water, the elixir of life is chesed, loving kindness. It's an emotion. Love is an emotion. And yet it is the essence of life, something very important to remember and to dwell on and contemplate. The Resh, and I'm saying that with great difficulty, the Resh. It has 2 sounds, just like the bet has 2 sounds. But the bet only has 1 essence, that of the house. The resh has 2 essences. What are they?
Head.
The head is correct. It's the rosh. The Hebrew word for head is rosh. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month. What's the other energy?
Round.
Say again?
Round?
No.
No.
No. That's how to draw it. The Resh has the energy of lack, poorness. What does poorness have to do with lack, have to do with head? Where is the intellect?
In the head, in the brain.
What is the tool of the intellect?
Brain.
Logic is the tool. If one is strictly oriented to intellect, then they are in lack, because there's no heart, there's no emotion, there's no feeling. There must be balance between the head and the heart. The letter Hey. What is the letter Hey? What's the essence of the letter Hey?
World.
Physical and spiritual. Depending. World. She said the essence of the Hey is world. The essence of the Hey is the physical, is the lower Hey in Hashem's name. Again, I apologize for the interruption. Hello. So we're back. We're talking about the hay being connected to the world, but there are many worlds. So the essence of the hay in Hashem's name, there are two hays. The lower hay is the physical world. The upper hay is the world that is coming, Olam Haba. The upper hay is connected to Bina, understanding, which is the world that is coming. The numerical value of the hay is?
Five.
Five, that's correct.
Okay, and the two hays.
In Hashem's name.
What is the upper?
Yes. The question is, in Hashem's name, there are two hays. Which is the upper and which is the lower? The physical world is the lowest world. The physical world, as we are living it in the world of tikkun, the world of correction, is the worst of all possible worlds. Gehinnom, the Hebrew word for hell, is even better than our physical world. Yet, all of the tzaddikim want to come into the physical world. Why is it the worst of all possible worlds? Because you are not allowed to understand the effect of your actions. Last week, Joey, you had a little bit of a sniffles, if I remember, a little bit of a cold. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I don't remember.
You don't know why you had this cold. Your explanation and the society's explanation is everybody gets colds. Or you were out in the cold, or you were in connection with another person who had a cold. But if somebody sneezes on you, do you get a cold every time someone sneezes on you? The answer is no. You get a cold, you get any illness. As an elderly person, I get pains, old age pains, they're called. Not true. Moses didn't have old age pains. We get pains, we get illness because of things we have done in earlier in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes. These things we have done are considered negative. These things that we have done return to us after a period of time, so we can't make the connection to why I got that cold. What did I do 3 months ago that caused me to have that cold? If I knew that, I would never do that action again. This world is the worst of all worlds because we cannot see cause and effect. In Gehinnom, in hell, we know why we're there. We know what we did in this world that causes us to need to be cleansed in the next world. The illnesses in this world are forms of cleansing. We have to accept that understanding and accept our own responsibility for what happens to us. And that is not comfortable. That is not what people like to hear. It's not what people will like to accept. We're all guilty of saying it's that person's fault. Starting with Adam, God said to Adam, "You ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil." And Adam said, "She made me do it." Where was his responsibility? Where was his, he said, yes, okay. He's the one who put it in his mouth. She didn't put it in his mouth. You have to accept your own responsibility. But a human being finds that very difficult. It's easier to blame it on somebody else. It's easier to be a victim. But when you accept your responsibility, you're no longer a victim.
How would you phrase that? Illness in this world is correction.
Or is cleansing.
Cleansing.
The letter ion. What's the essence of the letter ion?
Wisdom.
Yes.
Identification. I.
Sight.
Sight.
I. Is sight. The sages, the Zohar has told us that sight is what leads to wisdom. Perhaps it's ignoring what we see is wisdom, or perhaps understanding what we see is wisdom. What's the gematria of the ayin?
Seventy.
What else? What other number in the Torah do you recognize as 70?
God's names.
72 names.
Oh.
70. How many nations are there?
70.
70 nations.
What nations are they?
First, we have to define what is a nation. A nation is a group of souls with a similar desire to receive. Or even disregarding a similar desire to receive, it's a group of souls that have a similar correction, a similar task that Hashem has given the nation. Meaning there are 70 tasks to complete, to perfect the world. Actually 72, but that gets confusing and I don't want to spend the time explaining it. The letter Dalet. What's the gematria?
Four.
What's the essence?
Doorway.
Door or doorway. What does a door do?
Open and close.
So which are you? Are you a door?
I think you know myself as open.
Until someone
let
attack
room for more.
Very good, Jeff. You're either open or you're closed, or you're partially open, or you're partially closed. Is the glass half full or half empty? A doorway has a full range of possibilities, to be open or to be closed. When it comes to meeting a new person, you may be open. When it comes to meeting a new person, you may be closed. When it comes to revealing your most important secret, are you open or are you closed? Can you be open to meet a new person and closed to revealing a basic secret? Understanding the essences have many different levels. It's very important because there's nothing that is fixed except Hashem is one. That's fixed. But everything else is relative. Everything else is open or closed. So we've discussed the Mem Sofit, the final Mem, but we haven't really taught you how to draw it, how to recognize it. So that's what we're on slide 54 in the PowerPoint, so the people on the conference call know where we are. The Mem Sofit is almost square with a little rounded extension at the top left. It has only a very slight resemblance to the regular Mem. And it is very similar to another letter that we will learn, we have not yet learned. Judy, I know you're looking at the letter, so do I need to show you the computer? Let me know if you want to look at it. The letter that it's similar to is the Samas. Let's talk a little bit about what is the Sofit letters. Sofit comes from the Shoresh, end, final. The Sofit letters, Kaf, Mem, Nun, Pei and Tzadi. There are five final letters. They have the shape that is different than the regular letter when it's at the end of the word. Why?
Yeah.
That's as good a reason as any, because it's at the end. Except there's one problem. There is one place in the Torah that the Mem Sofit appears in the middle of the word. Doesn't matter where it is, because I don't remember it. But the point is that when the Mashiach comes, all of the regular letters are going to change shape to become Sofit letters. But we live in a world of tikkun, a world of correction. What it teaches us, the final letters teach us that we have work to do to correct the world, tikkun olam, to correct ourselves, the tikkun of our negative traits. We have work to do to correct letters, literally the power stations of the universe. When I say to you that the Aleph is one, it's a power station of unity. When I say the bed is a house, it's a power station that is represented by the concept of house. It's each of the letters are metaphysical power stations. Is a television a power station? Can you get electrocuted in a television? Answer is yes. Therefore, it's a power station. It's energy that the vessel may not be able to handle. That's the definition of a power station. The Sofit letters are a different power station than when it's a regular letter. Is it the different energy? No. It's a corrected, the completion of the correction of that power station. When you look at the Mem Sofit, does it connect to the Mem in your mind? Look at the Mem and then look at the Mem Sofit.
Eventually
you will get to know it. No question. When you're reading, it will be improved.
To me, the Mem Sofit is the other Mem pleated because you've got the bottom.
Because it's closed. Because it's closed.
And the top little indent is closed off.
What does a square teach us? A square is closed, just as the Mem Sofit is closed. The open Mem, the regular Mem, there's an opening. The water can flow out. There's no need for the water to flow out when it's closed. After the correction, everybody will be enclosed in love, in chesed. That's what the Mem Sofit teaches us. But it's our work to draw that flow of water, flow of chesed into this world, so that everybody can feel the love. Slide 58. Mem Sofit is made in two strokes. The first stroke starts at the top left and goes across to the top right and then down to the bottom right. And then the same stroke starts at the top left, goes down to the bottom left, and then across. Two strokes. And it can be done in one stroke if you just prefer just starting in the top left, across, down, across to the left, and then up. But what's important is to square the corners. And that's so that you will avoid confusing it with the samach. The Mem Sofit is made with four vavs. We haven't yet seen the vav, but we all know what the vav looks like. It's a straight line.
sense to form this word, so it is the law. Which one?
The Samach. We're at slide number 60 in the PowerPoint. The letter Lamed is the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is a letter that makes the sound of L. And the numerical value of Lamed is 30. Slide 62. There is no danger of confusing the Lamed with any other letter, but we do have a memory aid to remind you the shape and sound of the strange-looking letter. Lamed is the only letter that makes the sound of L and is the only letter that sticks above the line, above the top of the space allotted for letters. So we call it the long letter. It makes a couple of loops around the space, so we will call the loopy letter. So the Lamed is the long loopy letter. It sounds like my... And I was about to say it, and thank you very much, Trudy.
What was that? I didn't hear it.
The Lamed is similar to the Kuf. Look at the Kuf. It has the curve, but instead of going up, it goes down. And this is the first time I'm able to express and explain. It's not the first time I discussed it in the Aleph. The Lamed is formed from a Vav and a Kaf. The Kuf is formed from a Kaf and a Zion. But the Zion is similar to the Vav because the top of the Zion is makes it look like a small T, whereas the Vav only goes to the line. It's that little yud, for lack of a better expression. That little curve at the top, but it doesn't go across the line. Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet. What is the essence of the Lamed is education, teacher. The word Lamed comes from the word Malamed. Malamed means teacher. So the essence of the Lamed is teaching. What do you learn by the line, by the Lamed going above the line?
It's teaching, it's learning, it's reaching towards heaven.
It's reaching to God, correct. What is the ultimate teaching? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. We live in a world of separation, correct? I'm not you. You're not me. We are separated. Is God separated? God created 30 million species of insects. We don't like insects. Why did God create 30 million species of insects? In the world of separation, we see them separated. Are they really one? They're all insects. Doesn't that make them all one? We all live on the earth, the 30 million insects and the human species. Doesn't that make us all one? You ready to accept that the insect and you are one?
I'm smiling because I just read a couple of days ago that I'm not supposed to be eating broccoli because it has insects, very tiny ones.
Correct.
So,
you're subject to 189 lashes for every insect you ingest.
But I'm still one with the ones I've eaten.
That is correct. We are one with what we eat. Isn't that what the phrase "you are what you eat" tells us?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's Kenny. Sorry. The Lamed means teacher. That's its essence. It goes above the line to teach us that it's reaching to teach about God. It's reaching to become united with God. Let's see if we can do the next letter as well. The next letter is the Gimel. The Hebrew letter Gimel is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is a letter that makes the sound G, except it also makes the sound J. It has two sounds. In the Ashkenazi tradition, it's the letter G, Bore Pri Hagafen. In the Yemenite tradition, the Sephardic tradition, when there's a dagesh in the middle of the letter, the dot in the middle of the letter, it's Bore Pri Hagafen. The J sound, but it's a Spanish J. It's a soft G. The numerical value of the Gimel is what? You should be able to guess. 3, correct. The Gimel is similar to the Nun in shape, not in sound. The Nun is narrow. The Gimel is a groove. Say again.
A tail.
It has a tail. You're right.
I look at it.
How do you write the Gimel? It's again two strokes. The first stroke at the top, near the middle of the top, it moves a short distance across to the right, then angles down to the bottom line near the right side. The second line, the second stroke starts at the middle of the first stroke and angles down to the bottom below the point where the first stroke began. The gimel is actually made in the Torah as a zayin and a yud. The little line that supports the gimel, the second stroke of the gimel, is a yud supporting the zayin that's leaning over. Gimel is spelled G, no, it's spelled Gimel Mem Lamed. But notice that the Gimel has a Dagesh. So it should be pronounced Gimel, not Gimel. Why do we mispronounce the letter? This goes into this whole discussion of the differences in the pronunciation. Things change over time. They change because people forget. They change because conditions change. They change because of influence from other cultures. Things change over time. This is a world of change. If on the day you were born, you didn't grow, be a big problem, right? The day you're born, you start to change. How do you start to change? Because of outside stimulus. The baby is hungry. What does it do? It cries. And all of a sudden, there's a bottle put in its mouth. There's a mother hugging it, or if it's breastfeeding. Change takes place. I apologize for the interruption. I'm back. Sorry for the interruption. My life has become very hectic in the last 7 minutes. The important thing to understand about the gimel, it's one of the seven letters that have two sounds. But in the Ashkenazi tradition, and also in the Sephardic tradition, they don't change the sound. It's always a G. But a G can have a harsh sound or a soft sound. It can be a gimel or it can be a gimel. The Yemenites, who are considered to be the closest to the original biblical sounds. They pronounce the letter Gimel because of the dagesh in the letter.
I don't see a dagesh.
Here. You see it in the word Geffen, Jeffen, but you have to be aware of the dagesh when you're looking at the printing. Should you pronounce it Jaffen or Gaffen? Which is the correct pronunciation? But you won't understand each other if you don't have a set of rules of when to and when not to. And in Israel, it's only the G sound. But in prayer, if there's a dagesh, you need to pronounce it with the J. That's my opinion. There are many people who will argue with you, as you've heard me argue with Toby many times over this issue. Although he finally realized and settled that he does it one way at the beginning of the prayer over the Kiddush and another way at the end. But what is the essence of the Gimel? I haven't taught you that yet. The word Gimel or Gimel means a camel. A camel. The animal. The animal, the camel. How many? I'm not an expert on camels, but visually, I know there are two looks to a camel from the side. You can have a two-humped camel or a one-humped camel. Right? Have you seen pictures of camels?
No.
Are they always two-humped? You have to connect to the internet. I know. I'm just joking. That's why the essence of the camel, what is the purpose of a camel? What is the animal's purpose?
Transportation.
Transportation.
Oh.
Storage of water over the course of a desert. Hooves that are capable of walking and not being walking more efficiently in sand. So when we say the essence of the letter is the camel, because that's the name, what do we really say? Transportation and water storage. The two different meanings, the two different essences of the letter Gimel. Why do you need water storage? Isn't the mem sufficient for water storage? Say again? In the desert, there's no water. So you have to protect the water. You have to protect love from outside influences. You have to protect love so that it can be utilized. You have to transport love to get water from where it is to where it's needed. But that's the human arrogance, isn't it? Why do I have to have a water 40 miles from the river? I can just build everything by the river, can't I?
Till the flood comes.
Then I have to move away a little bit. And then the human arrogance is you go right back to the edge of the river. And next year it floods again.
And the government will pay to rebuild your house.
That's right.
Instead of paying you to move to a better location.
Everything you're saying is correct. But I'm not against the American government. So.
When you figure them out, just force just a certain policy.
The ones I don't like. But understanding, and it would, these essences take contemplation. You can't remember, never believe a word I say. Determine for yourself through your own contemplation what is the meaning of these things. Because by contemplating this yourself, you can arrive at what is truth for you rather than just accept my truth. Sorry about that. The phone said it was the doctor's office again. I hit it too early. And since we're in the middle of Medicare's period, you have to do your own research. Or you can trust somebody else, which is the whole point of what I was just discussing. Never trust what I say. Never believe what I say. Determine for yourself. And that's why I'm telling you, please continue to contemplate. The shape of the letter is teaching you something. The sound of the letter is teaching you something. And the more you contemplate it, which is why I tell you to do the homework and write the letters 100,000 times, because you are reinforcing muscle memory. And that muscle memory will impact your contemplations.
I have to have something to eat.
Time to quit the class then. So we'll call.
What?
Well, it's time to finish so you can go get something to eat. Here's a protein bar for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Yes. On the conference call, is there any questions? I know you're on mute, so you'll have to unmute yourself by pressing *6. You all have a good day.